Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Medics said on Saturday that Israeli military strikes on Gaza overnight killed at least 19 Palestinians, while forces continue to push deeper into the Jabalia area where international relief agencies say thousands of people are trapped. Details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
A military spokesman told people to leave parts of Gaza City's Sheikh Radwan neighborhood and other areas in and around Jabalia, the urban refugee camp where Israeli forces carried out several major operations over the course of the war and then returned as militants regroup. In a post on X, the people were asked to head south to Mawasi, a packed area in southern Gaza designed by the military as a humanitarian zone. Most of the fighting in the past week was centered in and around Jabalia that was pounded by Israeli war jets and artillery. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Vice President Kamala Harris was in Scottsdale, Arizona on Friday, making another case for voters in the swing state to opt for her ahead of the U.S. presidential election.
Part of what we know has been happening in the last several years in our country is there's some powerful forces that are trying to divide us as Americans, would have us and cheer us on if we point fingers at one another.
It's the opposite message being touted by former U.S. President and Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump Friday night in Aurora, Colorado.
I will invoke the Alien Enemies Act of 1798 to target and dismantle every migrant criminal network operating on American soil.
Harris released a report on her medical history and health on Saturday. Her campaign says the report shows the 59-year-old Harris, quote, possesses the physical and mental resiliency, unquote, needed to serve as president. Harris's advisors hope to use the moment to draw a contrast with Republican Donald Trump and raise questions about his fitness to serve. This is VOA News. Floridians are still facing post-Milton dangers. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
As Florida cleans up after Hurricane Milton, officials are warning residents of another kind of danger lurking.
We did not get the worst case scenario, but we did get hit.
And Governor Ron DeSantis is urging people to stay safe while recovering.
We're now in the period where you have fatalities that are preventable.
Things like wading into floodwaters or touching downed power lines. And then there's the mess. DeSantis says there's still a lot, and it might be intertwined with power lines.
Don't mess with it.
I'm Sagar Magani.
On Saturday, a senior NATO official warned that ongoing ethnic tensions in North Kosovo could spark violence similar to last year's clashes, which left four dead and injured NATO peacekeepers. United States Naval Admiral Stuart B. Munch, head of NATO's Kosovo peacekeeping mission, expressed concerns about the threat of renewed conflict.
No, I wouldn't say that definitely conflict is coming. I think there's a persistent risk due to the lack of cooperation in the European Union-facilitated Belgrade-Pristina dialogue.
Kosovo is predominantly ethnic Albanian, but about 50,000 Serbs in the north reject the government and see Belgrade as their capital. Thousands of protesters in India's West Bengal state marched on Friday, complaining that the state government has not made adequate efforts to bring justice after the rape and murder of a trainee doctor in August. Akib Ashraf is a protesting doctor. The state government is not taking any steps towards ensuring justice. It is as if they want to stay silent. They do not care about the plight of the doctors. Thousands have gathered here tonight, and all of them are raising their voices to bring a permanent solution so that all our demands are accepted immediately. The rape and murder of a 31-year-old doctor in Calcutta sparked protests by doctors demanding better police protection in hospitals and a probe into alleged corruption in medical colleges. They are calling for increased workplace safety for women and justice for their slain colleague, leading India's Supreme Court to establish a hospital safety task force. Poland plans to temporarily suspend asylum rights to curb illegal migration amid tensions with Belarus, which it accuses of pushing migrants across the border. Migration has been a key issue since 2021, when many from the Middle East and Africa tried to cross from Belarus in what Poland and the European Union say was a crisis orchestrated by Minsk and Russia, claims both deny. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.